Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to this evening Entrepreneur Hour Show. I'm sitting in today for Gene Hodge. He's on a very deserved vacation, and we are glad to be with you today. I am Mr. Dukes, who have been with him for the past few years. I took a break on a vacation, took a little while to get away from it. But I'm back, and today we got a story. We're going to let Mike play this tip that we have, and to give you what we're all about. If you got it, Mike, let it go.
You got it.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
All right, we're here now. You heard what we are here about. We are here for the Entrepreneur Hour. And if you have anything you want to talk to us about, why don't you come on the air and share us with us today. This is open mic day. Gene gave me the mic, so it's open mic day for anybody to want to call in. Anything you want to talk about on this time, this hour, the Entrepreneur Hour.
And if you're unfamiliar with the show, the phone number is 727-441-3000.
Thank you, Mike. That's the number to call in if you so desire. Call in at 727-441-3000. And you also can get us on the web if you go on the web. So at this time, we're just hanging out, talking to you about entrepreneur. If you are an entrepreneur and you want to call in, call in and have some questions. Let me try to answer them for you. I've been an entrepreneur for a few years, and I'm still one, I guess. This is what I do part-time when I don't have anything else to do. I come and assist Mr. Hodge on his show. And right now, he's on a deserving vacation, so I'd like to thank you for the opportunity. Gene, let me come in and hold the mic. So we'll let you hold the mic. So if you feel like calling in, call on in and talk to us about the Entrepreneur Hour and what you might have to offer to some other entrepreneur. I'm sure someone else out there need that knowledge that you have that you can share. So feel free to call in. The day is your day. We'll let you be the DJ today also. So you got that number, 727-441-3000. Call in and talk to me this evening about the Entrepreneur Hour. Some of the things you may know and you may think you know and you may not know, and maybe I may have the answer. And if I don't have the answer, I'll find it for you. And when Mr. Gene come back, I'll inform him of that. And he will go right out to the same thing and inform you of that. So, in the real world of the entrepreneur life, It's a good life. It's not easy, but it's a good life. You have to work hard. You have to continuously strive in as an entrepreneur. But once you reach that goal, reach that plateau, you can sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the life. So think about that. Think about some of the things that you think about. What do an entrepreneur do? What do an entrepreneur do? Might be a question somebody have out there. They want to ask, what do an entrepreneur do? What makes you an entrepreneur? Why do some people want to become entrepreneur? Feel free to call and let me talk to you. Give me a talk, someone to talk with me about this today. I'm sure somebody out there wants to know. I'm sure you're thinking about being one. You want to work and get your own, to be your own boss. And that's what being an entrepreneur is all about. Being your own boss. You want to have your own way, your own thing, do what you want to do. You have your own creation. You want to go ahead and put it into action. That's what you do. You do that. You can do that right here this evening on Tan Talk Radio. We're here waiting on you to call in and let us know. Talk to us about Entrepreneur Hour, what you want to talk about on the Entrepreneur. If you have something you want to discuss, come on, let's talk about it. I give you a few reasons. Number one is, just what is an entrepreneur? If you got an answer for me, call me and let me know what you think an entrepreneur is. I know I said a couple things earlier that entrepreneur has a good life, but yet still it's a hard life. But it's only what you make it. If you take your time and develop things and put a plan together, it can be real, real rewarding. So think about it. I just think of some reason that entrepreneur is a great place to be. Just what is an entrepreneur, I ask the question. If you have an answer, call in and tell me what you think an entrepreneur is, he or she. Entrepreneurs come in all different fashion today. All come in different colors and different ages, and so feel free. Matter of fact, I have a client that has a business, scrub down, buff down business, cleaning business. She has 6 kids, and they all have their own business. So it's a great thing when you start to your children off early, or your nieces and nephews off early. They get an opportunity to build and to work at it and see how much work it takes. And they'll know then if they really want to become an entrepreneur. So entrepreneur is something great, something has good potential and has a lot of rewards, but you have to work at it and make it work. So think about that. And why do you want to be an entrepreneur? As I said earlier, it has a lot of benefits, but also you have to earn those benefits. You can combine entrepreneur with workplace strategy sometime. Some people start their entrepreneurship while they have a job. So they work at it. They work real hard. So think about that. You have to continuously to work at it. But breaking in the workplace, calling as an entrepreneur is a great way to go. So look at it and think about it. The entrepreneur has an opportunity to build a good family relation. He don't have to get up and punch a clock. He can go out and do, if he got a good setup, a good plan, where he've laid it all out, and then he can have that enjoyment of being with his family, being with his loved one, going to the beach, especially here in Florida. That's what you want to do. So being an entrepreneur, it has some great benefits. What'd you say about it, Mike?
But it also involves a lot of hard work as well, because you got to go out, especially at the start, and you got to be able to hustle.
That's right.
Hustle, hustle, hustle. Because if you don't, that dream of yours ain't never going to take off the ground.
That's right. And one thing about it, though, even if you got that dream, you got to get started. You can't sit on the couch and think it's going to start itself.
No.
You got to get up and put it into action.
No, unfortunately, no good dream has ever gotten off the ground just sitting on the couch. It's taken off in a garage, but it's never taken off just sitting on the couch.
That's right. And that's and a lot of good dreams have come out of garages.
Yes, they have.
So big dreams.
Uh-huh.
We could name a few, but we won't go into that. But I'm trying to get somebody out there that want to talk to me about being an entrepreneur. Somebody that want to work at being an entrepreneur. Somebody who's really interested in what is entrepreneur is and what does it, and why does it benefit you, and why would you want to become one? To become one, all it takes is an idea. What idea you have? Everybody has an idea. The whole concept is, though, you must put that idea into motion. As we said earlier, you got to get off the couch and go ahead and put that idea and put it on paper. Once you put it on paper, look at that idea 5 times a week. Every morning you get up, you look at that idea. Every evening before you go to bed, you look at that idea. And it will grow on you. Then at the point of time, you say, now is the time for me to put my idea into action. And that's when you go and plan everything that you need for this, whatever it's going to be, what the creation, whatever you created, so that you'll be able to have it to be successful. Succeed, go. You plan to fail or you plan to be successful. So always, always remember that.
If people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan.
There you go. I'm sorry I got it wrong.
That's okay. Well, I wasn't sure if that's what you were going for, but I've heard that one a few times over the years.
Yeah, that is it. That is it. That is it. Mike, we're looking at a break time coming up. When you get prime, we'll come back and we'll talk some more about entrepreneurship. At this time, hang in there. Give us a call. We're right here on the open mic today.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'll never let nothing stand in my way. When the gun gets tough, the tough get going. All right. You know, I got a commercial here I want to bring to you also. I got a production coming into Tampa, and we want you to know about it. And if you're interested in, come on over to Tampa 2, the Light of the World Church at 4701 North 15th Street in Tampa, Florida. We're going to be featuring some of the best gospel singers you ever heard, and some of them that you already have heard, and some of them will be present. Some name brands like Patrick Holland of the United, Mayor Bryant, Minister Bryant also, and also we're going to have Tommy
Tony Pittman, who is one of the greatest groupers around in Tampa Bay area. He's also got records cut. He's a great singer, good gospel singer. So if you find the time, come on over to Tampa Bay, and you come to the Light of the World Church, located at 4701 North 15th Street. Zip code is 33610. The doors will open at 4 p.m. Show will start at 5. Early bird, they say. Get the tickets. So your tickets now are $20. But if you wait till you get to the door, they are $25. So pick up a couple of these tickets for Saturday's evening. This event is going to be Saturday evening. And this group is producing these groups are intended to do more in the future. So how about supporting them? Give them great support. All right, Mike. Good to go. We're coming back at you. Now we're going to talk to you some more about the Entrepreneur Hour. When we look at this thing as an entrepreneur, as we said earlier, it has a great opportunity, a lot of opportunities, a lot of benefits. And if that's what you want, I want you to take a step out there and go ahead and do it. Don't sit there and think about it and talk about it. Put it in action and see what happens. You'll be amazed what happened when you actually put it in action. If you got that idea, remember one thing. That's your idea. Nobody can take it from you. But nobody will know about your idea either unless you put it in action. Unless you get out and get involved among the rest of the world. Because we want to know about it. We like new things. And you all could be able to see that right now. Even with the coming out of the pandemic, the country is beginning to move again. Got a lot of things going on. Even though we got, in other countries, we got a lot of other things happening. But right here in this country, in our home country, we got a lot of opportunities being opened up for you if you desire. And it's this time, if you're going to start a business, want to become an entrepreneur, let me tell you, now is the time. Entrepreneurship is growing fast. And that is why a lot of people are starting business, because a lot of people having problems finding jobs. So, but you can give somebody a job if you go ahead and put your business in operation. Get it started. Like I say, you need a good plan. If you got a plan, you plan to be successful. If you don't, you plan to fail. So don't ever think about that. Just go ahead and put your mind to this grinding stone, as they said, and just continue to grind. It's not going to be an easy trip, but it don't have to be hard either. Think about it. Anything, everything around you, somebody started it. Some entrepreneur had the idea to do it. Even, and it grows out to be big, major companies. So don't ever say what you don't think can happen. But if you put it into motion, you'll find out how good you are and how good you can make things happen. And again, I would say, when it's time to take that entrepreneur step, don't be afraid. Step on out there. Have the faith. Design. Faith is all you need. And you can make that, climb that mountain. It's going to be a little rugged, though, but you can climb it on up the top. And when you get to the top, you'll know how successful you've been. So think about it. Entrepreneur Hour is here. Want to help somebody? Want somebody else to call in? So we can discuss why would you want to become an entrepreneur? What do you need to become an entrepreneur? I can give you a few hints. I don't want to give them out unless you call in. Let's talk about them. I can give you some hints on how to become and what it takes to become. And that's, you're talking to someone that's already have and still trying to increase his territory. So that's what it's all about. Entrepreneurship has a lot of advantage. Entrepreneur in the workplace and at home is a great place. You start at home sometime, you start in the garage, and then you can move out to your own location. You can't do it in your work area because then you have conflict of interest. But you can continuously to work it through. A lot of your workers would not mind, don't mind you working in it, as long as it does not interfere with your standard and everyday activities. So you put that in action, and then you can move out from there. Become your own boss, have your own place, establish your own entrepreneurship, and next thing you know, you're flying up the ladder. You're climbing that ladder. So think about it. And how do you know if that your idea will succeed as an entrepreneur? When you get into it and start. That's when you'll know. It will not start while you're sitting there looking at it.
Yeah, but that's one thing, though, I've always been kind of curious about, and I think I've expressed this to Gene once or twice in doing the show with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that, how do you know if it's going to be like the, like, I know it's your idea and it's something to run with, but what might, say, like, for example, I want to run a bar, and I know there's a ton of them here in the Clearwater area. Well, I'm just using that as an example because it's the easiest thing to think of at the moment.
Well, this is Florida, and that's where you expect to find bars.
Yeah, exactly, but I'm just saying, like, there's a particular type of bar.
Yeah.
That may not work, say, here in the Tampa market. But if you want to stay in Florida and you look over on the other side of the state at, like, Miami, go further up north towards, like, the Jacksonville area.
Correct.
It might not work in Miami, but Jacksonville would be a perfect fit. That's something else to take into consideration when you want to start a business.
That's right.
Is, yes, your idea might work, just not in this part of the state. It might work on the other side of the state.
Yes.
So explore the options. If you have an idea that could work, but it's too concentrated here, go to Jacksonville, go to Miami, go somewhere else, not just in Florida, but somewhere else in the country. And it'll give you a launching point. Mm-hmm. It might not be the right fit here, but it could be a fit somewhere else. That's Think about that, too.
Location is number one thing.
We say that all the time, and it's not just for starting your own business. It's just anything in life.
That's right.
Location.
And once you figure out the location, and then you can expand and go to other places.
Exactly.
If you make it work in the hard area, you don't have any problem moving to another area.
Oh, no.
So that's what entrepreneurs do. Entrepreneurs continuously, they work at that thing. They don't let nothing turn them around. They have that determination, and they have that desire. And they want to meet their goal or to meet their success in whatever they're doing.
Which is twofold, I think. Start your own business and get it off the ground, and more importantly, make money.
Well, that is the whole thing. But one thing you got to look at.
Okay.
Money is needed, but money cannot make money unless you know how to make money.
Right.
If you can follow that.
No, so what you're basically saying is there's not much of a point to borrow money to get the business off the ground if it's not going to make money. Exactly, because I could want to start a bar and restaurant, but if the specific type of bar and restaurant I'm looking to operate isn't going to make money, no point in doing it.
Right, true, and that's another thing you have to look at when you plan.
Right,
you plan those things, you put all those things in there, so you put all those pitfalls that you think in there. Why you thinking? And another thing I say in a lot of the notes I have, is there an age limit? I just told you, no. There's no age limit. Like I said, I had this client who has 6 kids. I think her youngest kid now is 12 years old. All of her kids has their own business, registered business. I'm not talking about just say name business, registered business.
You're not talking like a lemonade stand. You're talking like a newspaper, restaurant, something.
Talking a good business. I know the oldest boy, he's a cook.
All right.
He has a natural recipes. And he is just booming it. But all of them has their own thing. And that's what I'm saying is, there's an age limit. No, there's no age limit. If you have the mindset, you can put it together.
Well, I say this with running a business, just like life. There's no timetable on it. I mean, everybody, for example, I'm looking at this as a point of view from life. Everybody wants to say, get married, have kids, have a family, all before they're like 30, 35 years old. No. There's no limit to that. I know people that didn't get married until they were in their 50s.
That's true.
And it's not looking for a good one. It's looking for the right one.
Right.
And that's the same thing goes for business. It's not looking for the quick buck. It's looking for the right buck, if that makes sense.
That's right. That will last. That's right. All right. The old clock on the wall says time for a break there, Mike. I'm going to let you go and give me a break, and we'll come back after about 2 or 3 of our best commercials we got.
All right. Here we go.
Money.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
A great, another production is coming into Tampa Bay area. We want to keep you informed about it. Coming in on Saturday, October the 28th, at 2023. Doors are open at 4 p.m. Show start at 5 p.m. Early birds get the ticket at $20. At the door, they're $25. Some of the local places, local choirs that would be participating in this anniversary would be First Baptist of Lincoln Garden, Minister Bryant, and the newcomer singers, first year anniversary for him. Come out, check them out, see what they're like, because we're planning on bringing more these type of production into the Tampa Bay area, featuring Patrick Holland, also Tom Pittman, also the Hummin' and Wind. And I know everybody heard of the Hummin' and Wind on the gospel side anyway. And even the Smith Brothers will be there. So come on out. Get your tickets now. If you're interested in tickets and can't find none, give me a call. They're not going to be on this show. I give you a call after the show that you can call and you can purchase these tickets. So help us out. Help Tampa Bay Area out because they want to produce more of these gospel shows. All right. What'd you say?
We're good.
All right.
No, I mean, we're good. Keep going.
We got you coming. Got it all. As we're talking about that, these entrepreneurs, one thing I'd like to say also about the entrepreneur, had a call just come in and say, is this time the right time to become an entrepreneur? Any time is good that you want to put forth your idea and you're going to work it. There are certain times when there is a better time than others. But if you have that idea and you want to put it on the paper, put it on paper, and you want to put it out there to work it, any time is a good time. Just be prepared that you have to do some work. And you have to work hard sometime. But overall, it's always the satisfaction that you're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for nobody else. And that's what makes you really strive to do better, to do more, and to work later. That's one of the things it calls for. It calls for a lot of time, a lot of overtime, a lot of undertime, a lot of separating from your family, until you get the business to the point where it's really producing for you. And that's what most of us strive for. We want to be able to have this business being our support. When we first start off, we know we got to support the business because we got to get known. We got to be able to help around, and the others got to help you get known so you can get known so you can do better and that you can have better. Whether it be he or she, the business requires the same thing. You have to work hard at it. You have to continuously to stay on the curve of it, if we say. You cannot just let loose of it, because the minute you let loose of it, something will slip. So always, what time is it? Time is now. Step out on it. If you have that desire and wants to do that, step out there and become that next entrepreneur that can show how great it is. So please, don't be ashamed. If you got an idea, put it on paper. Look at it in the morning. Look at it in the evening. And when you get time, you look at it the third time. And when you work it out to see what it really is, you say, I think it's time for me to step out. Then you step out. Put that right foot forward and move on out there into this real world to make your business be what you want it to be. And it can be done. We know it can be done. So don't worry about it. Just do it. You have to be a good competitor, a strong one. You have to be. You can't be a weakness. You got to have that desire. How can you solve some of the problem better or different than your competitor? By doing what you have to do. Always somebody is trying to do the same thing. But one thing you must remember, in the entrepreneur world, everybody not entrepreneur, because a lot of people don't want to put forth the effort. They don't want to put forth the hard work. So you must be able to grind and continuously to grind and continuously to put that work and effort for your business to come to light what you want it to do or what you want it to be. So think about that. How big of a threat are you? Are your competition, if you open up your business, how big of a threat to you from other people or from other business? There is no threat. The threat is you. How much you want to be threatened by someone. If you put forth the effort, you can make it work. It's going to be a little harder, but not hard, just a little bit. Once you identify your barriers, what you got to overcome, then you can work with it. What are your competitor doing that you're not doing? Or what can you do that your competitor can't do? That was one of my things when I first went into business. I wanted to know what was my competitor doing that I wasn't doing. And you got to be able to be people oriented, because people is what is your market. And you must sell yourself. So you must be able to be prepared to sell yourself any time of the day, all day, and all night. Because you are selling to people. And you must be able to convince people, let people know that you are what you say you are, and that you're willing to do what you say you're going to do. So that's what makes entrepreneurship a lot easier, a lot of competition. It makes a lot of gratifying, makes satisfying, and all. So always think about that. But all the thing is, you got to get started. You must get started in whatever it is that your idea is. Put it together, put it on paper, look at it quite often. Check it out in the evening, check it out in the morning. Check it out in the middle of the night. If you wake up, have your pen and pencil there on the side of your bed or side of your couch. When you wake up and that idea hits you, you write it down. If you don't write it down, now you're going to forget it. I'm going to tell you. Because so many of those little dancing lumps will fall in your head after you write that down, and you might forget it. So make sure you write them down so when you wake up, the next morning you can say, oh, I'm remembering now. And you read it, and then you see exactly that's what you want to do. If that's what you want to do, then you're on your way. You're going to do it. Be public. Be great. Be always visible. be vigilant that what could happen around the corner, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know when that one person can walk into your life and give you that one step that you thought you were missing. Somebody got it. All you have to do, you have to do is ask for it and be willing to receive it when it comes, because you never know when it's coming. So always prepare for it. Always look for business to be moving. Always think about how it works. How it's going to work here. As Mike said earlier, how it's going to work in this neighborhood. How it's going to be in this neighborhood. If I move it, then how I'm going to be when I get to the other neighborhood. So think about that and look at that. What do you say, Mike?
Sounds right. Let's run with it.
All right. We're moving right along. We got time for one more break for today.
We do. We got it all set up right here.
Let's roll it.
All right. We'll be back right after this. That's what I want.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Yes. That's what all entrepreneurs want. They want to make a little money.
Somebody not just, not just all entrepreneurs. Anybody in the working force wants to do that. They want to make money.
Right. Money. Somebody asked me, said, I didn't introduce myself. I said, okay, I will. My name is Heinzman Dukes, and I have been an entrepreneur here in the Tampa Bay area for about 15 to 20 years. I had my own garage, automotive garage, repair garage for about 25 years. I now co-host some other individual that started in my shop. I helped them trying to build their shop up. I kind of retired from mine, and I worked with Gene for the last about 8 years, and I had to take a break from that, but I'm still here, and anytime he needs me, he can call me, and I'd be ready to come and lift the mic up. But today we got open mic. It's all open mic. Anybody out there in the radio land wants to call in and talk about being an entrepreneur, I'm here. We got a few more minutes left. So come on and call and give me a challenge about being an entrepreneur. What you think it is and how you think it ought to be and what you feel about it. And let's rap about it. He or she, we're looking for you to talk about being an entrepreneur. Some of the things that you want to do but you're afraid to do it. We want to give you that encouragement to step on out there and do it. Because we know you got some idea in your head that you want to expose, and you ain't had enough time yet to try to figure it out. Let us try to help you figure it out. And if I can't do it today, Mr. Hodge, when he come back, he'll be ready for you. But give me a try. We'll try it right here. And I just want you to know some of the things that you need to do in the technology field and the cost and all that. A lot of things has to take place, and you put them all in order, put them in the right perspective, you'll see how easy it is to go, to do what you want to do. And don't ever feel shame because you want to do something strange. Everything in this country is something strange that somebody thought of, and they went ahead and did it. So you had a right to do the same thing. Think about it, mull over it, dream over it, pray over it, and put it in operation. And I believe me, you won't have no disappointment at all, or you won't be disappointed at all if you do all those things. But always begin, put your step, put one foot forward, put the other behind it, and let's move forward in your entrepreneur hour, or in your time of trying to develop something that you have and want to do and hadn't had enough time to figure out how to do it and should I do it. Yes, you should. If you got the idea, yes, you should do it. Yes, you should move forward in it. Yes, you should think twice about it also, but you also have to look at what it can do for you. Because there's a lot of things, even in this modernized days, there's a lot of things that we still need that we don't have, but somebody can create them and bring them to the forefront. And you'll be amazed at what's going to happen. And right now we're coming up on the holidays. The first holiday is coming up. It's Thanksgiving. A lot of things can be done for a one-time shot and turn out to be a permanent idea. And then after that, you got what? You got the big one, Christmas, where everybody want to get in on that. Well, let me back up. I forgot. We got Halloween. Halloween is already here. But that's another one. Halloween has now become one of the largest finance it is. It's beginning to grow bigger than Christmas. So if you got some ideas, now's the time to go ahead and put them in order, put them in respect, so that you be able to be profitable when Thanksgiving comes. So that's the whole thing about being an entrepreneur. You have the opportunity to do. You have the opportunity to think about it. You have the opportunity to encourage yourself. And you have the opportunity to put it down and to see if it's going to work. And it will work. Once you go into it with that determination that you can plan it and that you can put it down on paper and you can see it and you say, I think I have it. And all you have to do is make that first step out on your own and you'll find out where it is. So, all right, with that in mind, we're going to look at one more break before the day is over with. We good? All right. We good then. Man, say we good. We don't need another break. We're just going to talk about entrepreneurship and hope that somebody might want to call in just to say something about entrepreneurship. I know some entrepreneurs out there listening. I know you're out there. Feel free to call in on that 727-441-3000 number. And let's talk a little bit before my board operator cut me off. But all right. So with that in mind, we just want to say another thing about entrepreneur. Anything you have some ideas about, if I feel free to call in to Mr. Harge. He'll be back next week. And you can talk to him and you can tell him that guy you had on last week didn't do nothing but run his chat. So that's all right. We got you.
Yeah, but sometimes running the chat, though, during the show makes for better radio than a pre-planned show, don't you think?
That's right. So we are on tap, though. We on target.
That's what we like to do here at the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour.
That's right.
But then again, isn't that how most great entrepreneurs get their business going anyway, is on chat and off the cuff?
Yes. That's why they say a lot of entrepreneurs started their business on the golf course.
Exactly, or the garage.
Or the garage. More in garage, I think, than golf course. The ones in the golf course, they're already entrepreneurs anyway.
That's why they're on the golf course, okay? Because
right.
They got the money to go join
them
country clubs.
They got what it takes to go and do it. And that's a good thing. That's what we all be striving for, to get to that point. And now is the time Don't think tomorrow's gonna be too late. Right now the time. Put it together, step out on it, and go ahead and call it what you want to call it, and put the Entrepreneur Show together. You'll never regret it. The only regret you're going to regret is, says, I should have did it. I should have did it when I heard Mr. Dukes on the radio talking about it. I should have started. But go ahead and start it now and get it on. So you can generate what you want to generate, and you can have what you want to have in the next couple of years. Because you'll be amazed at what you can do. So think about that. So, if you have anything left over that you didn't get, that you didn't hear, call in on next week and talk to Mr. Gene. Mr. Hodge will be back. He the man. I'm just sitting in holding the mic, hoping somebody call me so I can drop the mic and let them talk. All right. That's what it's all about. We thank you for listening to us today. Thank you for being with us during this Entrepreneur Radio Hour. And we'll be back here every Wednesday evening from 6 to 7. And then from 7 to 8, we have what we call Employment Opportunity Hour.
Which is where we teach people how to be able to go out into the workforce to get jobs.
We'll tell you how to go out and get a job. Right now, we're trying to tell you how to start your own business so you can give somebody else a job. Somebody else need a job. And when you start your own business, you'll be able to give somebody else another job. And that's why the small business is so important in this country. We keep more people employed than any other organization or any other country or any other company because we take care of the small people.
But it's amazing, though, with all the companies and possibilities for employment, and I know I'm kind of combining both shows here when I talk about this, but I realize this, especially in the post-pandemic world that we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finding it a lot harder now for, it's not so much that people, it's not harder for people to get jobs. The jobs are there.
Yes.
It's just the problem is that employers are offering stuff that the employee doesn't exactly want to work for. Like, it seems like wages are lower. The benefit packages aren't as good. And they're being asked to do more for less. And that's why people aren't as outgoing.
Eager.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't think of the word. Thank you. As eager to go looking for jobs as they had been.
Well,
am I reading that wrong? Or no. Are you seeing that too?
Well, you see it, but here the thing is, we're in such a fast-moving world.
Right.
And this is one of the greatest countries it is.
Yes, it is.
And once you give people something and they don't have to work for it, it becomes a habit.
It right.
It breaks the chain, see? This country has made so many people financially able, not rich, not wealthy, but financially able that they can do now what they want to do without having to go to work.
And part of it is that, too, in that when the pandemic happened,
mm-hmm.
I had two jobs at the time. I was working in radio back home, and I was working for Amazon at the time. I was working in as one of their prime shoppers.
Yes.
Amazon, I physically had to go into the office because that's, it's kind of hard to be able to do that from sitting on your couch.
All right.
But my other job, at least, working in radio, what I was doing at the time allowed me the ability to be able to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So I never stopped working the entire time we were shut down for the pandemic. But at the same time, it also made me realize, okay, yes, working from home has its benefits.
Yes.
But at the same time, I actually like going into the office. I go stir crazy sitting in my house all the time. I'd go absolutely stir crazy sitting in my house all the time. So it's like, I have to get out and go to work.
Uh-huh.
So that's why every person's different.
That's because in our country, our society, we was raised that way. Everybody went out to work.
Yeah.
You didn't do no homework. You maybe once in a while, you may have...
Well, correction, you did homework, but that was for school, not for work.
Not for work.
Right.
And now you're telling people to stay home and work, and they... Some of it spoiled them, and some of them it didn't.
Yeah, and for people of a certain age, like,
right.
Say the two of us, now I know there's a slight age difference between you and me, but I think people of a certain age, people that grew up, that were like born and raised in the late 80s and early 90s and grew up from that era and older,
right,
can't, aren't comfortable sitting at home and working. It's like, no, we were brought up. You want to go out, you want to work for something, you actually go out and work for it. You can't do it sitting on your duff at home.
That's right.
There's the beauty and the advantage of having the technology that allows you to do that. But most people of a certain age, like our age and older, actually want to, like, no, I want to go out, I want to work, I want to interact with people, I want to be out of my house and feel like I'm actually accomplishing something.
That's one of the things right there. You interact. You want to interact with other people.
Yep.
And it's kind of hard to do that when you're at home.
Yeah.
Other than watching the boob tube.
Well, then again, and I'm taking out my cell phone out of my pocket when I say this, there's interactive ways to do that over the phone, like FaceTime, Zoom,
yes,
WhatsApp, etc. But that can only do so much. Like face-to-face interaction over a phone is different than standing 2 feet from somebody.
That's right. A lot different.
And it's a lost art form, too, I think. Like face-to-face communication, like standing right across from you, is a lot different than the way we're doing it now, because there's a glass partition between me and Mr. Dukes. Right.
That's right. But the partition, that at least we can see each other.
Exactly. And I can't just see you from the neck up. I can see everything.
Everything. But see, that's one of the things, and that's one of the things we've created that. See,
yeah.
That was created because of the pandemic, and it has helped a lot of companies, and some it has helped.
It's hurt.
Right. It has hurt a lot of companies, and now companies are screaming for employees.
Right, and this goes to what Gene usually talks about on the Employment Opportunity Hour, is that face-to-face communication is a lost art form because, and Gene talks about this.
That's right.
There's only so much you can read on a piece of paper.
Like, we're going to get into that on the next one.
Right. Piece of paper tells you A, B, C. But you can see, as in SEE, like looking at somebody, a lot more than what you read on the piece of paper.
That's right. And as his saying goes, we can see you coming.
And see you going.
See you going. Well, we can see the backside.
Front
side. We can see the front side.
Exactly.
That's what this is all about.
And that's why I think in-person communication is greater, because let's say you and I apply for the same job at the restaurant up the street.
Yeah.
You may have the better qualities on paper,
mm-hmm,
but when we interview, I blow them away in the interview based on how I communicate with them in person. I got the job. You may have the better one on paper.
Yes.
But your in-person communication isn't as strong as, say, mine, for argument's sake.
Correct.
And that's where in-person communication has become a lost art form because of technology and the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's right, Mike. You're right on top.
You learn something new every time you listen to it.
All
you
right.
You want to hear good quality information like this? Tune into the Tan Talk Radio Network every single day.
We're right here. The best it is.
And if you miss out on anything you hear on this show or the Employment Opportunity Hour, InternetRadioPros.com or TanTalkNetwork.com, every episode of this show has successfully been archived.
You can go back.
Yep.
All right. Seems like I hear the music coming up.
Yes, you do.
Says that it's time for us to shove off. But look at here. We're going to take a 5 minutes break, and we'll be back.
Yep.
With the Employment Opportunity Hour.
Yes, we will.
So stay right there.
All right.
And give us a call. We'll talk to you then.
All right.
Yes, it was mine.